Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
Guess who's going to be on my program this Sunday on 95.5 FM WSB Radio? Out of Atlanta, Georgia. Are you familiar with the account on Twitter that is hosted by a feline personality who goes by the name of Cat Turd? I'm not kidding. If you're not on Twitter, this will not even remotely matter to you, but it should. Because we have things in the world today called influencers. We've gone from media personalities and stars to influencers is a new category. Influencers can be, are usually, people who are on social media, YouTube, who have quite the following, TikTok. Your kids are more than aware of what an influencer is. By my industry standards, I would be considered an influencer because I have nearly 20,000 followers on Twitter. And that's important to note because you can monetize the crap out of your social media accounts the more people you have. And honestly, if you have something to say. So Cat Turd is better as affectionately known to his or her audience as a conservative, someone who mocks the left relentlessly, someone who took Ann Coulter to task. And if you know anything about Miss Coulter, she is not to be tangoed with. She mistakenly referred to Tulsi Gabbard as a senator, and Cat Turd politely corrected her. And Anne, unfortunately, doubled down on the fact that, in all caps in her tweet, that Tulsi is or was a senator. So this made national news. Cat Turd became an instant overnight sensation. The president retweets Cat Turd. And no one has ever heard Cat Turd's voice, including me. But that is about to change. So I'm actually just excited because social media is so gross as it is. And Twitter's such a sewer. And there are things on there that this person posts that we all just, you know, we just giggle. And you know what? There are other commodities online in the way of personality shticks that try to represent the conservative movement for one ethnicity or another, who will remain nameless because many of you enjoy these, I don't know what you would call them. They remind me of the little midgets that run out, you know, in the old days, like of the circus, right? Whenever the little people would run out onto the, out into the middle of the circus ring and the dirt ring and, you know, beat each other up and pretend to beat each other up. I know what it is. They remind me of, remember in Braveheart, right before his execution, the little midget guys, sorry for you sensitive ones, the dwarves came out and, you know, pretended to beat the crap out of each other. That's what some personalities of today remind me of, who actually have enormous cultural influence. And it really says a lot about us. The thing that scares me is like with Cat Turd, every time I say that, I think of a cat squatting in a litter box. But with Cat Turd, this particular phenomena is is more snark, saying things that people on the right already concur with. You know, it's not as if cat turd has become a quote mental movement. Cat turd is simply reiterating or iterating what most Americans on the right. Yes, all of those dum-dums, according to Don Lemon and Elite Friends, what most people on the right are thinking and what they're feeling. So but I will say Cat Turd has been profound in his ability to monetize Cat Turd. So there's a book that he's just released himself. He bypassed Amazon altogether. He's just selling it himself. I love it. And he sold over 1,000 copies so far. He's got mugs coming in. You know, I expect my full kit in the mail, which I asked for before I ever said, hey, why don't you come on my show? Because that would be awesome fun, because I love to have fun. As many serious things as we talk about in this day and age, as many of us scratch our heads with a big fat what the hell on the daily, it's just kind of cool to find someone you can laugh with. Now, my conspiracy theorists are already out in droves. The trolls are already out in droves because they troll him day and night. And they're in fear that maybe this is a Russian bot account. It could be the president with a secret account. You know, I'm like, really? Do you really think Donald Trump wants a secret account? Have you followed his Twitter account at all? So I'm not concerned that Cat Turd is visiting from, you know, the third nation of Soros or, you know, He's a secret account of Vlad and company trying to overhaul our elections. No, on the contrary, I think that Cat Turd's probably just a good old-fashioned American who can see things for exactly what and as they are, just as most of us can on any given day. There are other celebrities, however, people who have become celebrities, you know, due to their snark or their pomp and sass and all of that, who others do hold in high regard as people who, you know, speak for them. And, hey, you know, wherever it is, I guess you find your voice represented. You know, I could think of worse things. If Don Lemon was the voice that represented what I thought about my fellow Americans, I'd probably need to check myself, honestly. So I'm not sure what the hour is that we're on of the impeachment. What do we go through? We should be coming to a close here, but I don't know the exact hour. So today should be final day of questions. Of the questions, of course, you know, you got to love the fact that Chief Justice Roberts is holding the questions to his chest to say yes or no, that this is admissible or this is not. I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'll be honest with you. It takes me back to the days when I first saw, I don't know if Judge Judy was the first person to flush our judicial process and system and the seriousness of it, the honor that comes with adjudication. Quite honestly, it's a privilege. Do you know that? Do you realize how many other nations do not have due process? Like all, I mean, no one adheres to due process to the extent and in the fashion that the United States of America does. And we take that for granted because most of us have not had a face-to-face with the law. But trust me, at some point in your life, you will. I ran a campaign for a young lady who's a public defender, and she would always tell her audience, you know, no one cares about the law until the law cares about you, and inevitably it will. You will cross paths with the law of the land, whether it's a speeding ticket, it's a parking violation, whatever. And believe it or not, there are things as innocent as speeding tickets that can start the process of an arduous, long process of untangling yourself from the quote system. And it doesn't normally rule in the favor of the poor or people who don't speak English as a first language. And believe me, I'm not an open borders girl. But I'm telling you, I'm a fan of due process. And when I saw court TV appear on the landscape of our country in the form of entertainment, I thought, well, there she goes, folks. That's it. I was always raised to respect law, to respect people in authority, to respect people in a robe. I don't know if you've looked around your urban areas lately. I live in the city of Atlanta. I can tell you now there's zero respect for law amongst law enforcement. We have law enforcement officers. We have chiefs of police pointing the finger at people on the bench. We have people on the bench pointing the finger at legislators, in the form of everything's racism. We have criminals pointing the finger at everyone saying, well, what about me? I know I murdered that guy, but so? I mean, don't I get another chance? I haven't accrued that many points yet because in the state of Georgia, we have a point system, if you can imagine. It's like a gold star. You know, sorry, Freddie, I know you didn't mean to stab your fellow gang member, but, you know, we're going to extract a couple of points from your poster board, your pink poster board. Remember those? We'd like your teachers would draw a grid so that you could, with your name, everyone's the classmates' names off to the side, and everyone could see who had stars and who didn't. That is the dum-dum level of our criminal justice reform, particularly in the area of juveniles in the state of Georgia. And believe me when I tell you, many of your states are just as dumb. So thank you, Court TV, for dumbing down the rule of law. And now we have an impeachment process that reflects that entirely. So, you know, we get what we tolerate. I say that all the time. We get what we tolerate. What are you tired of tolerating in this country? It should begin with the lack of rule of law. We don't need more laws to encourage honoring and upholding due process. More laws are not going to turn the tide of the human heart. They're just not. So, choose today who you will serve. As for me, I'm going to get my litter box prepared for the grand entrance of Cat Turd on Sunday. You can tune in. You can download our radio app, WSB Radio. You can download the app. You can also just tune in on your laptop, on your phone. I think we stream on, you know, tune in on myriad of streaming entities. But otherwise, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for Cat Turd, you can respond, and I'd prefer that you do respond to this podcast by simply clicking on the link on the right that says leave a voicemail. That will come directly to me. Just be aware that I will probably use your voice on my radio program and other platforms. Once you send it, that's it. It no longer belongs to you. It is now mine to do with as I choose. So just be aware. If you're a troll, I don't care. Leave a voicemail. Does not bother me at all. If you're hateful, just go away, really. But if you have a question, then ask it. And we will present those on Sunday. MonicaMatthews.com is my website. You can also sign up for my newsletters at MonicaMatthews.com. If you have any questions about life, love, or liberty, you're welcome to email me as well. Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. Monty Matthews on Facebook. I have been banned from Facebook, so this is my stealth account. I'm so stealth, I just dropped the last two letters of my first name. So, Monty Matthews with two T's. iTunes, Stitcher, all those good download mediums. You can subscribe to my podcast, which are up Monday through Friday. My daughter and I have a podcast as well on Saturday, which is never boring. We talk about everything from sex to politics, back to sex and more politics, back to toenail polish, back to celebrity, Roddy Raw and all that stuff. So she represents Generation Z. I represent Americans. So there, patriots, life, love, and liberty every Sunday from noon to 2 live. and I do take your calls. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Be good to your neighbors, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.